apparent the sound of a small child sawing away at the strains of the Twinkle Variations may sound all too familiar. It is song one of book one of the Suzuki Method, a musical pedagogy developed by Shinichi Suzuki in the 1960s. But lately, there has been discord among musical educators, a feud over methods and credentials and accusations of fraud. We asked reporter Liz Baker, a former Suzuki student herself, to look into it.
Fiddle player Mark O'Connor, who has his own instruction method, has been criticizing Suzuki training for years. But lately, what started out as a debate over technique and style turned personal. O'Connor laid out his allegations against Shinichi Suzuki to NPR 2 weeks ago.
He claimed that he was taking lessons in Berlin for 8 years from a big professor of violin, Carl Klingler, and it turned out that he failed his one and only audition with him.
O'Connor also blogged that Suzuki, who died in 1998, faked a mentor relationship with Albert Einstein and faked an endorsement from one of the leading string players of his time, cellist Pablo Casals.
He was able to introduce his methodology from Japan to the United States based on these credentials.
First of all, Suzuki has never claimed to have been enrolled in the Berlin Hochschule.
That's the esteemed German conservatory where Carl Klingler taught violin, says Mark George, spokesman for the Suzuki Association of the Americas.
So he did audition, and he was not accepted. But he did, in fact, study with Carl Klingler in his studio outside of the school proper.
The problem with this stuff is that it all went down in the 1920s. Concrete documentation is hard to come by, the parties involved are deceased, and a lot of the confusion could be chalked up to mistranslation or even word choice. We are talking about a Japanese music student in pre-World War II Germany. Anyway, the facts are almost beside the point. This all blew up because the accusations against Suzuki felt so personal to his friends and followers, like Mark George.
Mrs. Suzuki named my daughter. So, you know, when somebody says not so nice things about them, of course I'm going to respond.
The International Suzuki Association now holds the copyright over the Suzuki method, including the Suzuki name. It estimates 6,000 registered Suzuki educators in the U.S., teaching 500,000 students each year. It is the dominant method in this country, which is why Mark O'Connor jumped loudly into the blogosphere.
There should be room at the table for other methods, and the Suzuki system seems to be shutting out us from a lot of environments like schools.
It's not. It's just a popular movement.
Charles Avsharian is the CEO of the online stringed instrument retailer Shar Music, which has sold and supported the Suzuki method from the very beginning, but also publishes the O'Connor method. So Avsharian called for a ceasefire.
I contacted Mark personally and suggested that he does not have to blow out another candle to make his burn brighter.
It worked. O'Connor apologized on Facebook for his harsh words, but did not back away from any of the factual allegations. And his apology has since disappeared from his page.
Okay.
But in the trenches, was anyone paying attention?
Guys, I need to focus for 2 minutes and we take a break.
Baltimore Bose Orchestra teacher Jonathan Grinberg tries to keep the attention of about 30 string players aged 5 through 12. They play a mix of easy Suzuki staples, O'Connor tunes, and folk songs.
I'm not a purist in any method. I very strongly believe that there is value in many, many different methods.
Grinberg says he takes bits and pieces from all the methods. One of his students, 10-year-old violist Mendy Quittner, didn't know about the controversy, or even that there are different methods. His mom signed him up for this class because it was nearby. But his favorite piece of music is a Suzuki staple.
Twinkle, because I'm the best at it.
And that's how it should be, says teacher Jonathan Grinberg. Kids should enjoy learning.
Did Suzuki know Albert Einstein? Maybe he didn't. Is that relevant to a kid who's learning how to play the violin? Absolutely not.
For his part, Mark O'Connor seems to have moved on. He just got married, and his Facebook page is now dominated by wedding selfies. For NPR News, I'm Liz Baker.